Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A quick look back on an October event we covered, Kentucky Proud Day for the Kroger Company, now entering its third year of participation in that program. The Kentucky Ag Department's Roger Snell was there as vendors demonstrated Kentucky-grown and processed products for Kroger store managers. Kroger is now entering its third year in the program, which has been underway for over 10.
Actually, longer than that. I go back 16 years to the beginning of the program, before it even had a name, before it even had its first member, and to stand here today with this show with Kroger, our third year with them, and we've got 51 vendors in here right now demoing to all the Kroger store managers for all of Kentucky.
Getting into Kroger was a big lick. So too were those first to come on board, and all of it, points out Snell, is driven by you, the consumer.
You've got Paul's Fruit Market, Value Market, from mom and pops all the way up to Walmart was one of our earliest participants as well. So you're exactly right. And the bottom line is it's being driven by consumers. It's being pulled through by consumers who really want to know where their food is coming from. And I think most of all, they like to know that their dollar is staying in Kentucky, that it's going to help farm families.
More on the Kentucky Proud movement in a minute. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work-study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Roger Snell, farm-to-retail liaison with the Kentucky Ag Department, says in the case of Kroger, they feature special Kentucky Proud kiosks loaded with local products. Eventually, very popular items are moved on to regular shelving displays to compete with the national brands, and that turns out to be a good thing for those items.
It is. Definitely is. And in fact, we know through not only the actual experience of on the shelf and the sales, but also through our own market research, that if you put like items on the shelf together, if you put national brands and Kentucky Proud right next to each other, let's take popcorn as an example, the Kentucky Proud logo actually has a 15 to 20% lift on sales that matters that much to a Kentucky consumer. I mean, that's how dramatic it is. And of course, retailers recognize that it's working.
And here's a closing thought. How about Kentucky Proud items for Christmas gifts? And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.